I've got one more thing to say, and it'll only take me a second. I've got two words that I want you all to remember. They're very important. And if I leave you with anything, I'm going to leave you with these two words. And those two words are...
Go Panthers.
Good luck with that. Thanks to Patrick Manley, TJ Edwards, and Tim Jenkins for joining us today. Thanks to Layla for joining us as well. She is cutting out for a meeting. She'll be back with us tomorrow. Ray Diaz and Adam Studzinski produced with help from Brandon Fryer, Connor O'Donnell, Evan Thomas, and all of those folks. Tomorrow, as we mentioned, Bill Wennington is going to join us at 10:25 to talk about the Chicago Bulls opener at the Pelicans tomorrow at Smoothie King Center. I think they're in a little tough against that team, but that's fine. I got to start.
Good luck with that.
Piling up some of these losses. Spiegel and Holmes are here, gentlemen.
Bill Wennington is a delightful man. I hope he has been gallivanting around in his motorcycle during this late fall taste of summer, essentially.
Yeah, but down there it's still hot. Down in the NOLA, in the Crescent City.
It's always a striking thing to see a 7-footer on a motorcycle, you know?
I feel like the Bulls are going to win tomorrow. Is that crazy?
Yes. Hell no. What the hell's wrong with you?
Why do you feel that way?
Lonzo Ball revenge game?
I don't know if that's the reason I feel that, although he owes some
revenge. He was a Pelican.
Yeah, he was a Pelican. I remember the trade that got him to New Orleans.
Javonte Green revenge game. He is a Pelican now.
Surely they have an answer for Zion, a fully healthy, in-shape Zion.
You put Patrick Williams on him? You got no choice.
Yeah. Yeah.
You want to be playing the Pelicans in, like, February.
When he's hurt?
Yeah. Not October.
Not October. When he's Not, fresh?
When he's fresh, he's had a great offseason, and he's looking to wreck shop. February is about the time when you want to go down there for a lot of reasons, but also because Zion is probably, if he's not hurt, he's doing some sort of maintenance.
Right. Then. You might catch him on a night where they're resting him.
That's what I'm saying.
There's a lot of things that could go right for you.
They have another star now, though. They have another scorer.
DeJounte?
It's always a day where we could always play America's 49th favorite game.
Where does that guy play?
What team am I on? Absolutely. I love that game. Might be up to 48 now.
Or in the finale inside the NBA, who he play for.
Oh, is that how they do it?
That's how they did
it.
They get Shaq and Barkley, and it's just, woo.
That's awesome. Yeah, I used to do what team am I on like decades ago.
For baseball.
And for basketball. You did it here. Also did it at Sporting News. But, like, you know, I'm sure there's a lot of people out there who say Julius Randle. Some people might not realize where Julius Randle is. And that's a big name.
Julius Randle's not in New York anymore?
No. You know.
I was saving this for you, and this fits perfectly inside of here. Do you realize that, and Dan and I were discussing this as it pertains to Jason Hayward, you know, Taylor Trammell gets to just put his feet up on the desk, right, for the World Series.
Either way, he's good.
He's good either way.
Oh, he's got a share coming?
He played 5 games for the Dodgers, played like 5 games for the Yankees.
that's
good either way.
That's tremendous.
Get to put your feet up, just be like, go sports.
All right, where's Russell Westbrook?
Russell Westbrook is in... Is it Denver?
Yes. Yeah, Denver. See, you guys are good.
Not
you guys
far
are
too enough.
Good. I actually follow the NBA.
Yeah, you guys follow it. You know,
I'm the league pass guy.
Where is Isaiah Hartenstein?
Oh, he's hurt now.
In Germany.
No. Is it Oklahoma City?
No, he's on a team that should be very good.
I forget where Isaiah is. Where'd he go? But I know he's hurt for a little while.
Dan?
I forgot.
It was your question.
You were genuinely asking where is Isaiah Hartenstein?
Where is he? That's tremendous.
I'm just asking where he is.
He's at the
orthopedist. I'd like to know where he is.
Because between Isaiah Hartenstein and Jonas Valanciunas, who I tend to believe is the same person, it's hard to keep track of both of them because I always get
one of them shoots much better than the other, by the way.
And one of them's black. So you can
technically Isaiah Hartenstein is, yes. And most people don't realize that.
But Valanciunas, that's how you can tell them apart.
Hartenstein beloved as a Knick. They were bummed to see him go.
Great defender, screen setter.
I mean, both Minnesota, which is where Julius Randle is, and yes. New York, which is where now Karl Anthony Towns is, both of those teams are in action tonight for the twin bill.
Of what Kat did for one of the PR people for the Timberwolves. Like, he had built this relationship with the PR guy and the PR guy's kids, that he would show up to their games and he'd be there. The trade happens. The dad tells his kids they're devastated by it because Kat's their guy.
Wow.
Kat, before he got on the plane to New York, went to their soccer match, showed up on the sideline, kids just bawling, ran off the field to go hug him. Bawling.
That's cool. I know.
And you know, and I want to say the same thing about the kind of things that Andre Drummond always did here in Bulls games before games, and always finding a toddler to bring out on the floor, and he would hold the kid up with the parents' permission, let him dunk a ball, and he would always let kids pass him the ball. And now he's in. Anybody?
Philadelphia, where he's about to get a whole lot
he's going to be busy.
He's going to play an awful lot.
Yeah, he's not even playing this week, so mm-hmm. And then no back-to-backs all season. That's 13 games he'll be starting off the top. And it's Embiid, so probably add to that.
Where's DeMar?
DeMar's in Sacramento.
We know exactly where DeMar is.
Where's Alex Caruso?
In Oklahoma City.
Along with.
Revenge game on Saturday.
How about this one? I'll get you here. Where's Kentavious Caldwell-Pope?
Still a Laker.
Yeah, he's a Laker.
He's in Orlando. He hasn't been a Laker for a while, right?
Wasn't he in Denver? He was in Denver.
He was in Denver. He's had an unbelievable career, by the way. He's one of those guys.
He's got a championship.
Yeah, not only has he had a championship, he's been on like really good teams in like four different places.
Because he's a winner.
Yeah, he's one of those dudes.
And I guess Orlando's going to be a winner, so got to get used to that top four team in the East.
They're good.
It's funny how they built their whole thing up.
It's funny how a bunch of teams built their
whole thing up. With a bunch of Bulls draft picks and former Bulls players. Yeah,
it's funny how that happened.
Yeah,
this is really good.
And say, well, this one Wagner was good. Maybe the other one.
Got another Wagner.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Ricard was really good.
Very significantly, Max Wagner.
Does anybody remember who the number one overall pick of the draft is and where he's playing?
Oh, that's such a good question.
Alexander Sarr? Who was the Riche?
Zachary
Risachet.
And where is he playing? That's what's amazing about this.
Risachet.
Like, even when it was old dude from the Timberwolves, you remember him, Anthony. Was it the number one pick?
From Canada?
Yeah, you know who I'm talking about.
Anthony.
Vaguely.
Anthony.
Bourdain.
Anthony.
Quinn. Anthony Quinn.
I can't remember his name, but I can remember if I had. All I need is like 1 week of NBA, and I'll be fully back.
You'll be back in?
Yeah, you got to. Yeah.
Anthony.
Bennett.
Harry?
Bennett. When you went like this, I got the Bennett.
Anthony Bennett.
So yeah. Anthony Bennett. So Zachary.
Risachet.
All I know is I know where the rookie of the year plays.
In Portland.
No, he plays in La Lakers.
You think Dalton Connect's rookie of the year?
Dalton Connect's not going to get enough run to be rookie of the year, is he?
Yeah, Dalton Connect.
He's going to get enough run to be rookie of the year?
Yes, he is.
I'll go Donovan Clingan.
I drafted him on my fantasy team. Donovan about to come in here.
You know what? This draft is so bad, they shouldn't give out a rookie of the year.
Hey, man. When Clingan's like an 18-11 dude, you know?
Can't be sent
under.
He's behind. 14-9, but I think they can play together.
And they're going to trade Ayton.
Yeah, they're going to trade Ayton.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
Campy sent me a prop bet that I want to run past you.
Go ahead.
The prop is for Le Slim to have a block in every game this season.
Wembanyama? Mm-hmm. To have at least one block, not to average one block.
See, the only thing is if he gets hurt.
It's like, I think the minimum was 40. It was 40 game minimum. Like, if he plays 40, it's a good bet.
I was thinking if he gets hurt, though, like early in a game and has to leave the game, that's how he doesn't get the block. Because otherwise, that man's averaging over four blocks a game. I'm here to tell you.
That's hard to do.
But he... Have you seen him play basketball?
Yes, I've seen him play basketball. It's still hard to do.
What's the number on him for defensive player of the year?
Oh, it's bad.
Probably not great.
Negative something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's
Rudy's done. Rudy's done. His time is over.
Rudy.
Rudy's done.
Touching micro recorders.
That's where you're going back to 2020?
That's the legacy. That's the legacy, man.
Is that the legacy for Rudy Gobert?
Oh, dude, that's a big part of it.
He was patient zero.
Right. Being patient zero and just being that being that daft jackass. No matter what we found out since then.
I love that band. They were so good at Coachella.
But was that a Cary Grant
Thank you.
Impersonation of like Judy?
It was indeed.
Oh, my God.
Who can tell where the brain goes?
I thought you were going, what's the bed destination? Unknown Rudy Soho. Was that Rancid?
Yes.
Also? Okay.
Yeah. And Cary Grant was in Rancid briefly. Towards
man.
The end of his life.
He was a really good front man for them.
So Marshall, I are you in like a fantasy basketball league with other humans? Because I'm the dork who just joined one over the weekend with random nobodies.
I've been in this fantasy basketball league for over a decade.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
I've been in different ones before, but I don't have one now, and I decided I'm not even going to try.
Mine next year if somebody drops
please.
Out.
But I'm like, I don't want to acquire any new friends. I'm good. Like I'll just go ahead
and
grab
one. I'll go AI. I'm in an all AI league.
No, it was on ESPN is like every 5 minutes, like a league drafts. And
yes,
so it's
just
people
jumped in one.
Just jumped in
the rest
one.
Of us, that's what we do for our mock drafts. But hey, do you?
Okay.
Did you have a social life.
Did
huh?
you get anybody
interesting.
Good?
Yes.
Yeah, sure I did. I got Donovan Clingan.
Okay.
Nobody cares about my team.
Oh, I care.
It's just the loneliness, the existential NBA related loneliness of joining a fantasy league on your own on a Saturday afternoon about 4:45.
Late night NBA is the great.
That's the thing.
That's the great. All those West Coast teams have guys you want to watch. And it's fun.
Even if it's just a quarter.
Yeah.
Just have it on. Yeah. You get a little.
$100 and I'm cool. Yeah. I'm
little Jokic. Get a first quarter of Jokic when he just kind of gets, 10 points and 6 rebounds and 4 assists in this first little shift.
Well, and
we're the number one overall pick. You know who I took?
Jokic.
Yes.
We're back to my favorite NBA bet. The narrative-based first basket prop. Let's go.
Wow.
Feed the big man or that number 3 scorer who's like, I better get mine early on because I know I'm not going to get shots later.
Zach Levine.
Whoa, Zach's getting shots? Listen, it's the Bulls. Everybody's getting shots.
Everybody's going to eat this year.
7 seconds or less.
Everybody's going to eat this year.
As Kobe White finishes game, Zach will be like, well, at least I started.
There's enough shots for everybody this year.
There is.
Get that thing up the floor and shoot the damn ball.
This is how sick and twisted my head is, guys. I was thinking last night as I was trying to fall asleep, I was like, I wonder if the Bulls have a lead, who their 5 are on the floor at the end of the game with the lead.
Lonzo.
No.
No.
Eventually. Giddy couldn't even close games for the Thunder. I mean, they were flat out benching Giddy.
Can't shoot and can't guard.
Right.
So
that's not a closing 5.
That's why this problem
it's a good
came
investment,
up. I was like,
though.
Obviously, Patrick Williams, probably Vooch, Kobe White, Io.
Torrey Craig.
He's going to...
Torrey Craig's going to play?
Oh, yeah.
And play lots?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, if you're trying to close out a game and hang on, he's probably the guy that you put out there.
Kobe and Io as your finishing backcourt is a good call.
Yeah,
not a good team, but it's a good call.
And Kobe's defense isn't
no, it got
great.
Better. It got better.
It did, but it had a long way to go from there to
don't
here.
Don't we all have a long way to go, Dan?
It's true.
It's all about grace,
but
Dan.
Is Kobe your best hope at developing a star from what you have?
No. Kobe's your best hope to get the most stuff because his contract
is trade everybody.
Zealous is probably your best hope.
That's the only guy I would probably not. You'd have to really blow me away to trade is Buzelis. Everybody else, I'm trading.
I'm trying to remember how much.
And Buzelis got a little I don't give a bleep in him, and I like that.
Maybe that'll rub off on Patrick Williams.
We've been waiting for 5 years.
What do you want me to do, Lloyd?
It has been five years.
We've been waiting for five
this
years.
Is your five?
Because you look at that body and you go,
yeah.
Come on.
He's going to play a lot of five. Because frankly, what I've seen from Jalen Smith so far has been incredibly underwhelming.
Well, that's why they were able to get Jalen Smith.
Well, I know, but Jalen Smith looked a lot better in a Pacers uniform.
He was playing with better players.
Yeah, but he's making open shots, too, and maybe that's just a nothing sample size.
I mean, I'm NBA preseason. I'm not worried about Jalen Smith yet because of preseason Bulls basketball.
I don't think you should ever worry about
Jalen Smith. I'm going to win my bet. All I know is my podcast partner said that Jalen Smith's going to average 15-8. So I already won that bet.
Those are Donovan Klingon numbers.
We're talking Donovan Klingon.
Is Vooch getting traded in week one?
Did you bet him tuition on that?
I should have. I said I want every bit of action.
It's not tuition.
I said I'll take every bit of action on that you have. And he's in an interesting fantasy league too, where he's in the league where everybody's only allowed to draft Javonte Green. and so everybody has all five Javantes. The league is an automatic.
Well, there are five of them out there.
The league it's an automatic tie, but everybody in the league has five Javonte Greens out
someday,
there.
Someday, maybe I'll be able to refer to my son as my podcast partner. What do you think?
I like that.
A music podcast, maybe.
Yeah, even
a video game podcast.
You never know. You never know.
Hey, wait, your son knows that there's McDonald's with black people in it and stuff, right?
Oh, yeah.
Make sure you've educated him in the places that your parents failed you.
Well, remember, he grew up in the city.
Okay.
I grew up in La La Land.
He went to high school with black people. Dan
okay,
did
that's,
not.
That's really... That, okay, right. That's the...
Yeah, I was in...
You know. He was actually in these streets.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, yes. young
he
Jason...
To, he went to Jones.
Young right? Jason got a here. Real education.
Yeah, Jones is right around the corner from Matt and myself. Yes. Yeah, I heard what you said, Lawrence.
Yeah, that's why we did, that's why we stayed in the city in large part.
Okay.
So they didn't have to go through what we went through.
Speaking of our neighborhood...
What you got?
Truly excellent dining. Available now.
Where?
Oliver's Supper Club.
I haven't even heard of it.
On Wabash, yes, just south of 16th.
The old Kroll's.
No, it's on the other side.
Well, you
it's
had
on,
me
on Wabash.
Supper Club.
Yeah, but so it's Wabash between 16th and 18th. Used to be Acadia, which was a very high-end restaurant.
Yeah, yeah.
Now it's called Oliver's Supper Club.
Okay,
outstanding.
I'll check it out.
Great cocktails, great dining, great service. Lovely elevated dining in the South Loop. Highly recommend.
Easy for me to remember that.
I like Izzy's place, Signature.
Oh, Signature's over there, right next to
our
Flo
man,
and Santa.
Yes. Our man, that's our man's go-to, Russ Dorsey. We had a lovely Sunday evening dinner.
That's Russ's spot.
Yeah, it's very
that's,
convenient.
Sinatra booth.
That's his staging area.
Yeah. Remind me not to
that's
take
a great
my girl.
Way to put it.
Remind me not to bring my girl.
Yeah. Not around Russ.
Not around Russ.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
And your doorman's in his booth too.
Russ has definitely got the Bulls mentality. He'll get up the shot before you look. Like, what happened? Oh, yeah.
All of a sudden he's 2 for 3 from three.
I like it. My doorman's in the corner booth with Russ taking notes. Like, now how do you do this? Because I failed that one time.
I'm still disappointed about that story.
You just pointed that I didn't muscle up.
Yes.
It's okay. I can take it, Marshall.
I'm the only one who was disappointed in your telling of that story.
I chose to be kind to the doorman for the betterment of the future relationship.
It's a time for quote unquote kindness.
But I got
a little something for you.
My wife had my back on that.
Yes. Look, there's two different things here.
Uh-huh.
Okay. One, you should be proud that Steen had your back. Okay.
Of course.
Two. Dude should get shivved. I'm just saying. I got your Christmas bonus.
Those are
bonus.
Two separate thoughts.
I got
which
your
can
Christmas
be,
bonus right here.
He did not get a Christmas
Speaks.
Bonus.
Those are two separate thoughts which could be separated by a semicolon. Whoa. They are related.
I'm turning the other cheek, man. I got a lot of Jesus in me, clearly.
And the magic power of the music in you.
Listen, you handled that much better than I would have handled that.
Well, you know, one man's weakness is another man's honor, you know?
Texter, you're right. It's the Staley that's going in the old Kroll spot. And that's supposed to be
Staley.
Yeah, that's supposed to be some elevation too.
Is it really? Because I saw that
just
finally
got Staley
there's
in
there.
Full costume in the back booth.
Staging area for Staley.
Hey, how's it going?
Speaks is the supper
what
club.
What do you think of this?
Is that more of a date spot?
It's a great date spot.
All right,
phenomenal date spot. Right. And there's There's tables in the bar area, but there's also fine dining tables in the back.
Do you want some privacy?
And there's patio tables, too, if our global warming continues, which it may.
What was it, 82
days? We do. We got a few more.
No, I think that's it.
They do this thing, man. It's called Toast Royale. It's like this great homemade bread that they then like.
It's just a quarter pounder.
No, it ain't better than what I just consumed.
No,
it ain't better than what I just consumed.
It actually is, because they sear it in duck fat, the bread,
woo!
And then they put shallot butter on it. It's unbelievably great.
They put it in my pants and I go walking around the rest of the day.
We had numerous conversations.
Why?
Because that's the only way Dan knows how to enjoy things.
I was going to say, that's
the only place he puts
thought
things.
Was, where do I put this?
Yeah. He thought the Vikings-Lions game was so good, he put it in his pants. That's all he knows.
Dad's doing the thing again.
I got some radio to do.
Put the game
we
in
do.
His pants.
Yes. We do have
seems
some
like
radio.
A fine transition.
Fine opportunity.
We do have some radio to do. We're going to give away a couple of tickets to come see us at the Blue Cross Blue Shield performance stage on Thursday. We'll be there with Wani. It's going to be good. That's part of the show today. Also, Jason Leisure will join us at 3:00. Big Shot Bob, Robert Ory,
yeah,
is going to join us at 3:30. We will talk buckets with him.
Luke Cornett.
I asked for Luke Cornett. No one listened to me at all. We are going to start the show, though, letting people know about something that happened on yesterday's show that they might not have heard because they listened at a different time.
Yeah, they need
that
to know.
That is really going to put my partner in a very awkward position.
Hey, man.
For the rest of the football season.
We are who we are, baby, and I'm being who we are. Just a couple other things for later, just for people and for you guys to listen to. Talk to a league source about Dan Quinn. We're going to talk about that. And I got some White Sox stuff that we'll break on this show at about 4:40.
Is it today. Sad or happy?
I think it's okay.
I think it's good.
Okay. I think it's a good.
I need that.
It's a step in the right direction.
I agree with that.
How about that? Like, that's the way
when
you
your
do
back's
it.
Against the wall, there's really only one.
That's true. The although some people will just keep knocking the back of their head.
That wall breaks
that's
eventually.
Right. They get through and then they win the World Series. Something like that.
Okay.
So we're going to do all of that, including Speaks' proclamation that he made on yesterday's show. I'm going to ask you if he's reconsidered after being smacked down by everyone after we do Tanny's Open. That's next here on The Score.